Hey, Christine, how's it going?
Hey, Lauren, I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. It's been a good week. I took some PTO, so...
Ooh, yeah.
It's a nice little refresh. Yeah, I just took Friday off and did a little vacay with my fam, so that was nice.
That's nice. I've been off for summer break. I was upstate for a couple days with my fam.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. And now we're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast. This is Pod of the Dragon. We're the podcast where we talk about House of the Dragon and everything else going on in Westeros. This week, we are going to cover episode 2 of House of the Dragon. Just came out when we're talking about this. We just finished watching it.
Welcome.
But first, we have a couple things.
We have some things, yes, from last week.
Yes. First of all, we have a little corrections corner. It's been a hot minute since we read the book, you guys.
It has been a minute. So thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, I think I called Rhaenys Viserys I's sister multiple times.
Yeah.
They're definitely cousins.
They're cousins. So, yeah, I thought that, like, I watched the episode again the next day after we recorded this, and I was like, wait, we said siblings?
They're definitely cousins.
Yeah, so the king had two sons who both died. That's why the succession was up for debate in the first place, was that he had no living sons. So then it was, is it his eldest descendant, a girl, or the other son's kid, a boy? And it was Viserys.
A boy, yeah.
A boy.
So that's update corrections corner number one. Also... Balerion the dragon, and they said this in this episode, in episode 2.
They did say it in this episode.
He was the dragon of Viserys I. He had multiple riders over the years, because, you know, dragons outlive peoples.
Yeah, dragons live a long fucking time, folks. Balerion the Dread had, like, 4 dragon riders, and the last one was Viserys I.
Yes, and then he never rode another dragon after that. He just had Balerion, so that is why he no longer has a dragon, but he used to be a dragon rider.
Poor Viserys, lost his dragon, lost his wife, lost his sons.
Yeah, life is tough.
Life's hard, right?
For poor old Patty.
Poor old Patty.
Patty the first of his name.
Something else I feel like we need to address, even though I'm fucking pissed
We
have to. Fuck this.
This is stupid.
It's just because I keep seeing on the internet, like, one of the biggest topics for some reason I'm seeing is this debate about whether... the Valyrians should have been black or not, and a lot of people are calling it a poor choice, quote-unquote, poor choice of quote-unquote diversity casting, and I just wanted to make our point known that's fucking bullshit. Fuck you guys. That's racist bullshit. But, like...
Well, one of the things that people are saying is that it's making this less realistic, so just quick reminder that this is fiction.
There's dragons.
And there's dragons. This is perfectly realistic. Second of all, and I think really, like, mainly, just fuck you to everyone.
Fuck you. But also, like, I just want to own these motherfuckers. Like, this isn't Europe. Like, it's based on something that happened in Europe, but it's fucking fictional land Westeros. But the Valyrians and the Targaryens are not fucking from Westeros originally. They're from Old Valyria, which their people in Old Valyria never described, other than the fact that they have fucking silver hair and purple eyes, which is not realistic. No one anywhere on this planet has silver hair and purple eyes. They never say anything about the color of their skin. It doesn't fucking matter. The Valyrians have silver hair. They didn't do the purple eyes on the show for the Targs either. I don't know. Color contacts, I guess, are expensive. But yeah, it's just, they're from fucking Valyria. And if we wanted to be actually, like accurate in race casting, then fucking, what's her face? Melodrama. Melisandre should have been black because she was from Essos and, like,
yeah,
like far away islands. I forget the name of it.
But anyway, mostly
so,
the point
fuck
is
you
fuck
guys
you to racist,
and your racist
fuck
bullshit. I just wanted to make our point known here that we are not that kind of a podcast. So fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you all. Okay, next spoiler
alert. Yay! Spoiler alert. So
this podcast
we're going to be talking
full of spoilers.
we're full of spoilers. We're talking about the episode. Go watch it. Yep. And
we also read the book.
We also read the book. So if you don't want book spoilers, sorry.
We are going to be giving them out here. So
yeah. Also a content warning. This episode wasn't so bad with any of the things we typically warn. But we'll talk about anything that happens on House of the Dragon.
Pedophilia type themes though.
Oh yeah. Yep. Themes of pedophilia. But yeah, no
incest is coming.
No major violence, incest, no rape so far, no childbirth trauma this episode, thank fucking God.
Yep.
So, welcome. This is the, unofficial companion to House of the Dragon for a few weeks. I suppose we are not affiliated with HBO, like the official one, so we can talk as much shit as we want, and we will.
That's what we're here for.
Here we are.
Welcome to our podcast.
So what'd you think of this episode?
You know, overall, my thoughts were mostly medium, other than the intro, which I was very excited about.
Yes! Yeah, this is a lot of build-up episode, I think.
It is, but also, I feel like there were a few things in this that, like, were reminiscent of the last two seasons of Game of Thrones, and that I'm like, how did you do that in 10 seconds?
No.
I know, and I'm like, maybe it's fine, but I'm a little nervous.
Ugh, we'll talk about it. But yeah, there's a new theme for this episode. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we have a whole new intro sequence, which is very reminiscent of the original Game of Thrones intro with sort of the Rube Goldberg machine type animation. And then also it's covered in blood. It's like a blood puddle. Blood river.
Yeah, situation. We're like following the blood through all these different like locks and canals. I wasn't sure what we were looking at. Were you? It's not a map.
I mean, yeah, it's not a map. It's not quite as, it doesn't quite translate it to, I don't think, the same way that the map did from the Game of Thrones title sequence, but very reminiscent of that still. And I think it just kind of almost seemed like we were going through like the dungeons in King's Landing or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just very cool. It seemed like the like river of fluid was unlocking different parts of the
fluids.
Canal. King's fluids. You guys, if you don't get that reference, go listen to our Game of Thrones recap episodes.
We have one called King Fluids.
We do.
Sadly.
It's all about that magic blood.
What did you think of them using the same song as Game of Thrones?
I don't mind it because it kind of reminds me of like all the Star Wars movies use the same music.
So that's a good point.
It's the Westeros cinematic universe. It's fine.
Yeah. I guess then there's like the Marvel music too now that plays before all the, at least the Avengers movies. Yeah, I was like, in theory, I don't like it because I just feel like this is its own show. It should have had its own theme song. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I was super fucking excited.
Yeah,
I got hype as fuck watching it. And I'm like, I'm so excited. It feels like I get to watch Game of Thrones again because I basically do.
Well, and if that makes us all feel that way, then why would they not do it?
Yeah, so then like I immediately was like, I realize why they did this.
So, I mean, overall, yeah, I feel like I was mostly not as excited as the first episode. There were a few things that were exciting, but I sort of felt like it was, like you said, a combination of, like, a build-up, but they also tore through a few things pretty quickly. Like, the whole egg-stealing thing I thought was going to be a couple episodes.
Oh, same. I think that's going to have to come back up.
Yeah.
I think if they're covering, like, a large period of history in this.
They are, and, like, that's the point. The show is going to focus on the actual conflict, the Dance of Dragons, however. I feel like there's room for them to do more build-up. I don't know. Isn't this whole season going to be, like, a build-up to the conflict?
Right, because that goes so... We just found out they're officially renewed for a second season after the first episode. Everybody fucking watched it. People liked it. So, like, we're not going anywhere. Slow down.
Yeah. I feel like... With everything they're pouring into this show, like, budget-wise and whatnot, then, like, draw it out as you need to, like, make it worth our time to watch it. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah,
I'm not, like, this episode ruined it or anything. I'm just a little... It gives me a little hesitation. I'm like, please don't blow through everything too quickly. Like,
oh, no.
We need the drama behind everything going on. That's why we're here. Not that it wasn't there. It just made me a little nervous.
We open on something that... I wasn't into the crab feeder.
Eating people alive. Very reminiscent of the rats eating people alive. And
yeah. Do crabs even eat people? I feel like that's not a thing. I don't think crabs would. This is not a thing. Fuck this shit. Yeah, so they open on, like, crabs eat. I feel like if you just left people on a beach, the crabs would not eat them.
Can I Google this real quick?
Yeah, I want to know if crabs eat people. Flesh-eating crabs. Is that a thing? Okay, I found an article that's called Coconut Crabs Eat Everything from Kittens to Maybe Amelia Earhart.
Okay, so they eat meat. So this isn't.
So there's like something called totally a coconut impossible. Crab. They eat everything.
But they're coconut massive. Crabs are not the crabs that were in the
No, they episode. Just had like regular fucking crabs.
Yeah.
The coconut crabs are like massive. They look like dinosaurs. Yeah. Like they shouldn't still exist. And they'll just like eat whatever's available, sure. They eat birds. And they could potentially eat people. But well, like
okay, but it does say on this other article that I found that crabs are meat eaters, so like in general, like they're meat eaters.
Yeah, but like
so it's not like smaller out than of them,
right? I don't know why I'm so bothered by this. I am too.
I'm just saying that it's not completely unrealistic if crabs are carnivorous.
Sure. Sure, but like
mad
they're
at me.
They're on a beach. Like it's not like the rat thing where they're like, yeah, let's like put a crab on top of you and burn it so that's the only thing it can eat. Yeah, it's like they're like on the beach. Like they're what do they normally eat? Like what's their ecosystem?
Well, I don't know. There aren't a lot of comparable scenarios where live humans are crucified on a beach to be eaten by crabs. So I can't tell you what would happen.
Welcome to Pod of the Dragon, the podcast where we debate whether crabs would eat human people. Should we do a brutal deaths chart for this show?
I think we should. I knew it was coming. Because
I feel like the crabs might be one.
All right. I will make a list.
And also, poor Emma Targaryen on the last episode should absolutely be there, too. Should we also do a bad dad's? Because, how do I say this? Fuck Otto Hightower. I hate Otto Hightower.
Yeah. So when we rewatched Game of Thrones, we kept track of all the worst dads on the show. Ranked them by horribleness and then felt like shit because it was bad.
Yeah.
But I still think we should do it again.
I think we should do it again. Like I said, that's what this is. We're ready to be hurt again.
Let me find another page here. Bad dads.
Bad dads.
Otto Hightower.
Otto Hightower. That's it so far.
I have a feeling more bad dads will emerge.
There will be more bad dads, I'm sure. Maybe a little Corlys Velaryon trying to marry his 12-year-old to the king.
Let's leave him off and come back to him because he's not done yet.
I do like him in general, but like that, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
That's fucked up.
All right. So after the crab scene, I think we can move on. We go into a little small council chamber bullshit scene. First of all, we didn't talk about this on the last episode.
The balls.
Why they got balls?
Small balls. They all got balls. I think it's to represent the fact that none of them are women. No, I'm just kidding. That was bullshit. I don't know. I read online it's like a attendance system.
Yes, they all have a little ball in front of them.
Like they grab the ball when they come in and put it on the table, and that's to mark that they're there. And how well they could tell when Damon wasn't there. Why? I don't know.
Can you not just like, look around and see who the fuck's at the table?
It also looks like a fidget toy. Like, I was like, the small council is very, like, friendly to neurodivergent folks, apparently, because they all got little fidget toys at their table.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they're, like, playing with the balls while they're talking, like, rolling it in their hands.
Yeah, they're all cupping their balls.
Cupping their balls. Ball in their cups.
I guess, yeah. Just the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if you guys know what the balls are, other than just an attendance system or a fidget toy,
yes,
let us know.
Please email us at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com.
So Rhaenyra is still the cupbearer. She's wearing this absolutely gorgeous white dress that I love, and all the men are just being shitheads.
Yeah, nothing has changed since she became heir. She's still doing the same shit. Her dad's still not including her in anything. Later in this episode, he's like, you're young, you'll learn. And it's like, fucking teach her then. Stop making her just pour you fucking wine.
Yeah. So Corlys comes in. He's like, can we do something about this crab feeder? And Viserys is just like, And then Rhaenyra's like, you know what we have? Dragons. Dragons might help. And then they're just like, why is this little girl speaking? Let's find something else for her to do. And they send her away.
Yeah, but they do send her to do, like, what kind of seems like a menial task, but will also, like, change the powers that influence the king a bit, so it will actually be significant because she gets to choose the new member of the Kingsguard.
Yeah, and that's when we see Criston Cole come back. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. He is looking fine. We don't get to see him for very long. He doesn't do very much.
For a sec. Yeah, but he's the only one with any combat experience. So Rhaenyra's like, yeah, maybe the person protecting the king should actually know how to actually fight, not just joust.
How about the
joust?
Guy with an actual resume? Let's choose that one. It's like everyone else sent in a headshot, and he's like, here's my resume.
Yeah, and then Idaho Hightower's just like, maybe we should pick people whose, like, parents are powerful. And she's like, no, I want to pick the guy who knows what the fuck he's doing. Maybe.
Yeah.
You think? And Otto's like, ah, silly women. Fuck Otto Hightower.
Yeah, he's already emerging as a real piece of shit.
I say this a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hightowers. Viserys is showing Alicent Hightower his...
Okay.
Like, he's, like, building the structure of Old Valyria, I guess. Like, he's, like, the weird dad who, like, makes the boats and the bottles.
Model trains.
Yeah, model trains.
No, it's not the boats. It's the model trains, because the model train guys have a whole table that goes around in a circle and fucking takes up their entire house, and that's exactly what the fuck he has with his model
right.
of Old Valyria.
He's a model train dad, and she's, like, your weird friend who comes over and wants to fuck your dad, which isn't a thing. I didn't have one of those, did you?
No!
Rhaenyra does. Sucks. I'm so sorry.
I don't know if she even does, though, because her dad wants her to fuck her friend's dad.
But, like, in this
That's
scene, she's,
definitely
like,
not a thing.
In this scene, she's, like, very thirsty. Like, she keeps giving him fuck me eyes, and then she's talking about... He's like, oh, like, how do I get Rhaenyra to talk to me? And he's like, I think she'd open herself to you if invited. I'm like, yeah, who else would? I saw a meme the other day. It was like from Rick and Morty, where Summer and some friend are looking outside the window and Jerry's beekeeping. She's like, it's really cool that your dad keeps bees. That's really cool. I want to fuck your dad. And then Summer's like, yeah, I got that. And it said, like, Rhaenyra and Allison on it.
Oh, God. Okay, but the most pedophile-y thing in this scene is that he's like, I hope you're not telling Rhaenyra about our chat.
Right. Oh, did you tell?
No! Don't do that!
This is very, like, American Beauty, creepy, pervy shit. Did you tell my daughter that you and I get together and build model trains? Maybe don't. I hate this. I hate it so much. And then in the next scene, you see how, like, much of an intimate friendship Rhaenyra and Alicent really do have.
Yeah, they're in the Sept together. Alicent is, like... trying to help Rhaenyra kind of work through her trauma of losing her mom. She's like, this is what has helped me. Can I help you try to, like, pray too? And obviously, like, it's a bit of a breakthrough moment for Rhaenyra because I think this is the first time we've seen her, like, cry about her mom.
Yeah.
So that's pretty sad. But yeah, like, her... Like you said, they have, like, this really, really close relationship, which makes it all the more fucked up that her friend is trying to fuck her dad.
I don't know if this is canon, but I still very much see Rhaenyra as, like, in love with Alicent. Maybe they're just trying to be it. Like, this is, like, how close, like, girlfriends are when they're teenagers, but, like, it very much seems more than that. It doesn't seem reciprocal. Like, it doesn't seem like, seems like Alicent's just like, yeah, maybe you should pray with me. And Rhaenyra's like, oh, I'll sit next to you. And, like, she's staring at her. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's canon or if I just try to make everything sapphic, but that's, like, the vibe that I'm getting.
There's definitely an undertone from Alicent's side of it that, like, she is being dutiful, even just, like, being a friend to her, which, like, isn't necessarily the thing that's happening, but that's just always going to be an undertone whenever you're friends with somebody with that much power, unfortunately. So there's that aspect of it because Rhaenyra cares so much about Alicent. Of course, Alicent's going to reciprocate that out of duty, at least. even though, of course, they're actually friends too.
And I'm begging you, please don't fuck my dad. Sorry. Please. That's what I wrote in my notes. I'm sorry.
Just don't do it. Just don't fuck
him. Begging you, please don't fuck my dad.
Not that she gets that choice in the end.
That's true.
And again, like, I still don't know how much Allison, like, I don't know. She's doing it well and whatever, obviously convinces him to go for it. But, like, there's also the scene right before Otto Hightower leaves King's Landing where he's like, are you going to see the king tonight? And she's like, do you want me to?
Yeah, it seems like she cares for him, but not in that way. And it's kind of being pushed in that way because he needs to take a wife. And because everybody wants to get ahead and have their daughter have the king's heir.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not, like, something that Allison herself is going out trying to make happen.
No, but it seems like they did kind of develop a connection. But
they also made her fine with it. She wasn't trying to make it happen, but she was like, all right.
All right, yeah. And it didn't seem like so much of a romantic connection as much as it was just like she pitied him and he appreciated her. Yeah, she was just there.
Gross. All right, next up. Oh, so Viserys. Not fireproof after all. We talked about this in our last episode, how he was burning his fingers on the candles to, like, cauterize his finger that he stabbed on the throne. Well, now his fingers fucking fall in the fuck off. And so they stick it in a bowl, you know, of healing maggots.
Oh, that's what that was for. I was wondering, I was like, why is his hand rotting? So that was when he cut it on the throne. He tried to cauterize it. It didn't work.
Yep.
Wait, ridiculous story that I have.
Okay.
Side note for the pod. Okay. So I'm watching House of the Dragon, and I don't know if the listeners don't know this about me. I don't know if Laura knows this about me. I'm like, you probably do. I'm like terrified of fire. I don't like it. I think that's why I like the Targaryens and the dragons so much, because I think being fireproof would be a good power, because I wouldn't have to be terrified of fire. I don't like it, but I do like to light candles. So I'm like watching the show and I'm burning candles, and it gets the scene where like they're at, well, we haven't gotten here yet in our recap, but they're at Dragonstone and like they've got the dragons are there, and I have this candle burning, and it was like kind of looked like it was going to burn out. It was at the bottom, but I'm like, it'll be fine. And it was making this crackly noise, and I'm like, it's fine. All of a sudden, I don't know what the fuck was in there. Like, nothing was in there, but it starts, like, burning. Like, maybe the flames are going up, like, a foot higher than the candle. And it just becomes this, like, wild fire. So I had to, like, get up, and I was like, what the fuck do I do? So I just, like, got up and got, like, a glass of water and just, like, dumped it on it. And then the flames went up, and then the water sprayed everywhere, and it, like, burned my coffee table.
What the fuck?
But it was just, like, a fucking candle. It was just, like, it was this old candle I had. Not old. It was, like, almost done, like, at the bottom, and so there was a wick.
So today you almost burned your apartment down while watching Game of Thrones.
While watching this. Like, that's what was weird to me. It was, like, when the dragons appeared, the flames did.
Magic.
Yeah.
The Targaryens tried to burn down your apartment.
So, yeah. So that was my freaky moment of, like, fire and blood coming to my home. And I just wanted to share that on the pod because it was wild. but I still didn't pause the episode, even as I'm putting out literal fire. Yeah, that was wild. I'm still a little spooked, but yeah, okay.
So Otto, like, back to the episode.
Back though. To the why we're here. Sorry.
So, that's okay. Thanks for sharing. So, while Viserys' hand is full of maggots, gross, Otto's talking to him. Otto's a sneaky fuck, because he's, like, asking for advice, Viserys is. He's like, should I marry my niece, who's 12, and Otto's like, I don't envy you. I wish I could marry for love.
Oh, fuck, that's his niece, and meanwhile, too.
Meanwhile, he's telling Viserys that, like, or no, he's telling Viserys, I wish I was somebody who could marry for love. Like, I understand how difficult this is. But he's, meanwhile, behind Viserys' back telling his daughter to, like, go be his friend. So it's like, obviously, he's just being a sneaky fuck trying to get his teenage daughter married off to this old-ass king.
Yeah. There's a tweet last week that my husband saw somebody tweeted while he was at work, just tweeted, did he just send that young girl to go fuck the king? And he was like, I didn't watch the episode. I knew sure what she was talking about. And I immediately commented, you'd love my wife's podcast with a link to Pot of the Dragon. So if that's how you found us, welcome. But yeah, I just thought it was funny. He like immediately knew what this person was talking about without watching the show and was like, you should listen to my wife's podcast.
Yes. And he definitely did send his daughter to go fuck the king.
He sent his daughter to go fuck the king.
And it worked, which is gross.
Fuck Otto Hightower. Bad. I'm going to keep saying it. Fuck him.
But meanwhile, before he actually fucks her, that doesn't happen in this episode, he goes on a walk with his fucking niece, who is an actual baby.
Oh my god. An actual fucking child. A baby.
Yeah, and she has this whole, like, pre-planned speech of how she wants to have his babies, and I'm like, you are a baby.
She's like, I would give you lots of babies with the old Valyrian blood. And he's like, did your father tell you to say that? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, what did your mother tell you? Yeah. She's like, that I wouldn't have to bed you till I turned 14. And then I wrote in my notes, God, I hate this.
Later, they say that she's 12, which means 2 years.
2 years. 14's too fucking young.
She's a baby!
Tyrion Lannister knew 14 was too fucking young when he married Sansa. And it does seem like Viserys does too. Like, it does seem like that creeped him out. So maybe he's gonna have the good sense not to marry an actual baby and just marry a teenager. So, the bar is on the floor.
Yeah, Viserys isn't gonna be, like, the worst of people in Game of Thrones. He's a little bit in the, like, questionable choices sometimes, but like more or less he's generally a decent human for the most part. Still gonna marry more or less like a child, said, but not an actual baby.
The bar is on the floor. He will marry a 15-year-old rather than a 12-year-old. Congratulations, your highness.
Good job.
Fuck this guy. Fuck them all. Fuck Otto Hightower. And then Rhaenys asks Rhaenyra, does it bother you? And it bothers you, does it not? And I just think, what, that your father's about to marry a baby?
And then, like, her baby. And so then Rhaenyra spits back, doesn't it fucking bother you? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, yeah.
Can we talk about poor Rhaenys right here? Not only did you not get to be queen, now your husband is trying to marry your child off to your much older cousin.
Yeah, so she actually talks about this in the inside the episode where she's like, my character has like been through so much like rejection because of the patriarchy and like so much bullshit because of the patriarchy that she's almost in a position where she just defends it as being the fact of the life now, because she's like, yep, this is how it is. And she's like, doesn't like it, but she's just like, that's the way it is and we can't change it. And she's sort of, like, telling Rhaenyra, like, rather than telling Rhaenyra that, like, hey, like, this shit happened to me, like, I hope you can change it. She's just like, this is how it is, and it's fucked, and deal with
it. She's like, I know the order of things. I wrote it down. Men would sooner put the realm to the torch than see a woman ascend the Iron Throne. But, like, what sucks is she's right, because we know where this is headed. And also, that's kind of what happened in Game of Thrones, too. Like, I was more complicated than that, but also.
But, like, the better reaction would have been to say, like, hey, this shit happened to me. I see that you're in the same position. Let's try for a different outcome this time.
Yeah, but I feel like that it's a very good portrayal of, like, generational relationships, too. Because I feel like very often a young person talking to an older person is like that. Where the younger person is like, yeah, I want to make the world a better place. And the older person's like, yeah, I tried that, too. It didn't fucking work. You're not going to, like, learn your place, know the order of things. And I feel like...
Yeah, totally.
Rhaenyra's like, okay, boomer. Like, that's like...
Pretty much.
But I feel like that's a very good portrayal of, like, generational, you know, relationships, too.
Yeah. Okay, then the dragon egg gets stolen.
Right, we should go into the Daemon drama.
Now, I thought this was going to be, like, a whole season-long drama.
Whole thing, right? No, it's, like, 5 seconds. So he stole the dragon egg for his second wife and their baby.
And the small council is basically trying to decide how mad they should be about it. And of course, the most savvy person in the room is Rhaenyra. And like, they all are bickering amongst themselves, and then she asks which dragon egg was it, which she knows is going to piss her dad off.
Yeah, and she said it was, okay, this is like a little Easter egg, dragon egg that I liked in this. So which egg was it? And they said it's Dreamfire's. Dreamfire was my favorite dragon from the Fire and Blood books. She was the dragon of Rhaena Targaryen, who was a really cool princess lady. She never got to be queen. She was one of the many wives of Maegor the Cruel. But before then, she was a raging lesbian. She would always bring a different lady to court with her. They called her her favorites in the book, but it was like very clear that they were in love. And Dreamfire is an awesome name for a dragon. And she knew that her brother, Maegor the Cruel, was going to want to marry her so that they could have pure Targaryen heirs. And she just like hid away in a tower for years so he couldn't find her. He eventually did. But she's a badass. Cool as fuck, I wish they would make a show about her. I think Rhaenyra might be named after her because Rhaena, Rhaenyra, I don't know.
Or they're just all named the Targaryens after each other and have they all similar, fuck each other.
Yeah, all the Targaryens have similar names. So Dreamfire, because these dragons are old as fuck, which I always forget, laid an egg. And that was the dragon that was supposed to be for Rhaenyra's brother, who died last episode. And that was the dragon egg that Daemon stole. Yeah, so Daemon stole it because he wanted a dragon egg for his baby. Which, to be fair, when he actually describes it, I'm kind of on his side. Because, like, I guess, I don't know. I'm not, like, advocating polygamy here, polyamory maybe. But, like, the Valyrians did take multiple wives, like, the Aegon the Conqueror did. They like similarly to why they stopped doing incest, they stopped doing that because of, you know, trying to fit in Westeros, because Westeros, they're like, no, you get one wife. And he didn't pick his wife. He loves Miss Arya. So like, to the point where he's like, I love this woman and I want to marry her. I want my baby to have the same thing as other people. Fine. But that's not true. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
So, like, if you really loved her, you might have told her that you were getting married the next day.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, for 5 seconds, he had me going where I'm like, I'm with Daemon here. Like, he loves her. He wants to have a baby with her. He wants that baby to be his heir. And then immediately you find out she's not having a baby. She doesn't know they're getting married. He's just, like, putting her out there, putting her at risk so that he can just, like, piss off his brother. And it was all bullshit.
Yeah, he's basically like using her as bait.
And he got me. Yeah, he is. So I was like, oh, this is romantic. And then immediately like, no, it's fucking not. He sucks too. They all suck. But you know who sucks more?
Otto Hightower?
Otto Hightower. Fuck Otto Hightower. Yeah, he's like showing up and he's trying to start a war with Daemon.
At Dragonstone.
And it's like about to happen. Like they're about to attack each other. And then Daemon's dragon, what's his name?
Caraxes.
Caraxes shows up and Otto gets all scared and tells everyone to sheath their swords. Like, I mean, did you forget he had a fucking dragon? That's kind of the whole deal. You're the hand of the king. Why are you such a fucking idiot? Fuck Otto Hightower. But then Rhaenyra shows up and we hear the Dany Conqueror music and it's awesome. On Dragonback. What's her dragon's name?
Syrax. Is it Syrax or Syrax?
Syrax. Syrax.
Anyway, Syrax breaks through the clouds in a moment of glory, and his badass bitch gets off of him. She's like, yo, I'm in charge here.
For a minute, I thought that was on purpose. For a minute, I thought, like, they came up with this grand plan of, like, Daemon's gonna think he's, like, checkmate, and then they're gonna be like, just kidding, we got dragon too. No, no. Otto Hightower's a fucking idiot. He didn't even know she was there. He was about to start a war, and she just shows up and kind of asks him nicely to give the egg back, and he's like, fine.
Yep. And I think that he thought it was hot.
I think he did too. I was almost waiting for her to be like, why don't we have a baby then? Like, I'm the reason you're not heir to the throne anymore. You hate me. How do you get your throne back? We should just get married. Like, I don't know. I got that vibe, but she didn't
say might
that.
Be a little gay for that.
She does seem pretty gay.
I don't know. She seems into him too, but also.
She does, no. Bisexual, queen.
Probably a raging bisexual, like most people.
Yeah, like most people. No, I am. My headcanon is that Rhaenyra is a raging bisexual.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, and we heard the Daenerys. Did it happen in the episode? Because I didn't notice it until the after the episode. Like, where when she pulls up, the Daenerys.
I can't remember now, for
feeling
sure.
To Westeros music. They put it in at some point with Rhaenyra, which is kind of cool. Because that's, like, the badass lady riding a dragon music. I also like when Rhaenyra and Daemon speak High Valyrian in front of people to prove they're better than these fucking peasants.
Yes. Very exclusive.
She even did it in that, like...
in the small council meeting.
Small council meeting, when, like, all the men are like... She just, like, says that, and she's like, I'm sorry. This is a me and my dad conversation. We're the Targs. Y'all sit the fuck down. Queen move.
And then there was a couple other people who speak Valyrian who were there, too, which obviously the Valyrians do.
Yeah.
And then I think the Maester did as well.
That's true.
Which tracks.
I think.
But yeah, whenever they speak in High Valyrian, they're definitely just like, this is our secret language. Fuck everyone else. You don't get to understand.
Fuck you, Otto Hightower.
Yep. So then Rhaenyra gets back. Patty Considine, King Viserys / Mufasa is like, you have deliberately disobeyed me.
You deliberately... I wrote... This scene is very Lion King. You deliberately disobeyed me.
And then she's like, well, I fucking fixed everything. And he's like, you're right.
Yeah. Like, she's not Simba. She's like, yeah, I fixed it. Your fucking Hand of the King was about to start a war. Seriously, fuck Otto Hightower.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, to his credit, he's like, okay, you're right.
But yeah, it's very similar to Lion King, where he's like, you're my only heir. I love you. What would I do if I lost you? You have to be careful. And she's just like, I want to be brave like you.
Pretty much. But he, like, does recognize that she, like, totally de-escalated that. And I think mm-hmm. he gives her quite a bit of credit for it in the end, even though he's pissed off initially.
And he tells her about how he needs to marry, and is she comfortable with that? And she's like, yeah, no, I totally get it. It is what it is.
And he says, like, I still want you. He says, like, I still want you to be my heir, no matter what happens. But then he immediately goes and pisses on all of this by marrying her best friend.
I feel so bad for her in this scene. Her eyes tear up.
Yeah. So, like, she not only is her dad marrying her best friend.
Yeah.
But she maybe has a crush on her best friend who's now marrying her dad.
So, your best friend that you have a crush on is now your stepmom. And their kid is probably going to take your throne away.
Yeah. So, we leave on, like, that cliffhanger, as well as Corlys Velaryon goes and makes friends with Daemon to start a war.
Teams up with Daemon. This is also very Lion King vibes. There's, like, a lot of fire around, and he's just like, I am smarter than my bigger, stronger brother who's king. Daemon is Scar.
Yeah. Definitely very Lion King. Daemon is Scar. Viserys is Mufasa.
Corlys is the hyenas, I guess.
And then we finish with we go back to the crab feeder. Fucking seems like a bad superhero.
I don't like the
villain.
Crab feeder thing. I hope this, like, that's a plot that I want to end in 5 minutes, like the dragon stealing one. Just get rid of the crab feeder. I don't even think it's a real fucking thing. I don't think those crabs, that kind of crab, would eat a people.
Anything is possible. I digress. Christine, I think we should just wrap this up and go into some fuck, marry, kill. So we're going to stick to just doing one of these per episode because there's, like, not a lot of characters. So do you want to go first?
Sure. I did Missaria, Otto Hightower, and Kristen Cole.
Well, that's easy. Kill the fuck out of Otto Hightower. Actually, you know what? It's hard to choose which ones. Who do I marry? I don't know either of them. I'm going to fuck Missaria because she, like, has already made it seem like she doesn't want to be tied down.
Fair.
So I will respect her wishes and marry Kristen Cole and his probably very hot ass.
Yes, I'm down for that. What you got for me?
Okay, do you remember that one episode of Broad City where they go to the dog park and, or maybe it's not the one at the dog park.
Oh, no.
They're sitting somewhere and they're, like, talking about who's hot. And they're like, and then Alana is talking about how, like, this one dog is hot. And Abby's like, are you talking about fucking that dog?
If I was a dog.
Like, I obviously mean if I was a dog. So in this scenario, I just want you to imagine that you either are a dragon or a Targaryen.
We've done this before.
Fuck, marry, kill, Balerion the Dread, Caraxes, or Cyrax?
Is Balerion the Dread alive in this? In this no, scenario? But like,
we're going with peak Balerion the Dread.
Oh, ooh.
And then peak either of those other dragons from what you've seen of them.
All right, I'm obviously going to marry Balerion the Dread. Like,
fair.
Big boy. this is awful. I'm going to fuck Caraxes because he seems pretty wild. And I'm sorry. Cyrax? What's his name?
Yeah, Cyrax.
Cyrax, I'm sorry. You seem like a nice boy, but... Yeah, that's how it happened,
tough
folks.
Break for
that's why all the Targaryens right. have magical powers.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Now we know which dragons Christine thinks are hot.
Somebody fucked a dragon. That was a ridiculous one.
I had to do it at some point. Had to be done.
I mean, it is kind of our slogan.
So anyway, that is our hot take on episode 2 of House of the Dragon, season 1. Now, we will be back next week with a recap of episode 3, but in the meantime, let's see. Christine, what do you got going on?
I got some things. First off, this isn't really a plug, just, you know, for your records and credits, whatnot. I officially changed my name. I'm Christine Moyle. I dropped the petite because...
Congrats.
I don't know. I just got sick of it.
Bye. It's a lot of names.
It's a lot of names. So I am Dr. Christine Moyle now. I will plug my music projects as always. I have at Chaos Pixie NYC. That is my feminist pop punk band. And at Hard Cider Music is my my acoustic covers project. We're both located out of New York City. I wanted to plug a friend today, actually, because I got a really cool belated wedding gift from my friend Devin. I can post it on our Instagram story.
Oh, I maybe. Saw this on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
She painted my cat, Jon Snow, who I talk about a lot on this podcast, as Jon Snow, the character.
Yes, we're definitely going to post this on the Instagram.
And it's very cute. So I just wanted to plug her. Her Instagram is at Devotron. She also has a Society 6. I think it's Society6/Devotron. You can buy a lot of her stuff there. She also does commissions. She's been into painting pets recently. So if you want your pet painted as a Game of Thrones character, please give her some business. I just wanted to plug that because I'm really excited with my Jon Snow portrait.
Yes, yes, we will post that. Well, we will post that picture on our Instagram, which is at _podofthedragon on Instagram.
What do you have going on?
What do I have going on? I have pretty much the same old shit, so you can follow me on Instagram at @low_mazzy, and I would like to plug this delicious beer that I'm drinking tonight, which is the Downwinder from Athletic Brewing. I've been on a sour kick. I actually just finished another one, which
I love tropical sour. I haven't tried those.
Yeah, they're both delicious, both two of my favorites from Athletic. They're non-alcoholic. They make really delicious beers by anyone's standards, but if you specifically are looking for non-alcoholic, definitely check this out. If you're not specifically looking for non-alcoholic, also definitely check this out. It's delicious. You can find a link on my Instagram sometimes for a discount code for that if you're interested. And of course, I would also like to just, you know, give you guys some links for our pod. So again, follow us on Instagram at _podofthedragon, same place on Twitter at _podofthedragon. You can also find us on Facebook at Pod of the Dragon, and please, please email us at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. We want your hot takes and reactions. We would like to fight with you if your theory is different from ours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Rhaenyra is gay? We want to know. Which dragon would you fuck? We want to know.
Which dragon would you fuck?
Do you think the Targaryens fucked the dragons? We are sure that they did.
Yeah, we just want to know who. Also, on the topic, if you, listener, have a nerdy, fun podcast and you think your listeners would like this podcast, or if you think our listeners would like yours, send us an email. Maybe we can collab. Or at least, not so much collab, but share each other's podcasts, because we want to get the good word out there, especially if you're a lady, because, you know, we're trying to take up
we want to support other nerdy women
space, in this world. So if you're podcasting and you want to podcast with us, hit us up.
Also, you guys, we're going to be at Fan Expo in Salt Lake City in like just a couple of weeks here, end of September, September 23rd, 24th, I believe is the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to have a booth there. You can come say hi. You can maybe come be on a potential episode of our podcast. We're working on the details of that, but we should be recording from our booth, hopefully. So yeah, come say hi to us in Salt Lake in September.
Come check us out. All right.
And dreams didn't make us podcasters. Dragons did.
Ooh, I want to say it like Rhaenyra. Let me try. The Dracarys.
Bye forever.
Bye. Because they're like playing with the balls while they're talking, like rolling it in their hands.
Yeah, they're all cupping their balls.